doing out there?
We good. We good. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some special guests in the house tonight. Hey, guys, it's Young Z here. We've got my girl, Georgia, but we like to call you G. Is that okay?
Can that
we
call is G? Fine. I love G.
And the man, the myth, the legend. Scott Gold.
Oh. Scott Gold. You can just call me Gold.
Just call you Gold?
Scott Gold.
Well, you know, they can't see you, but he is only wearing a gold leotard right
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
And a gold necklace, too.
She has exposed
which I
me.
Noticed.
She has exposed me.
No, we'll call you Gold.
Sweet. Let's do it.
But tonight we have a very special guest. Super special guest. Now, new on the couch, Ebony, Ebs, but come on, girl, tell us your artist name.
Arakaya.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is sexy.
That is.
I love that.
I love that.
So
too.
How did you come up with Arakaya?
It kind of just came to me naturally. I was looking for a stage name, and it was originally going to be Ebenezer, and I kind of based my music around, I kind of want it to be like a metaphorically speaking like Ibiza, like, you know, the biggest party planet
sure.
place in the world, and I wanted to make my music like that globally, and then I changed it, so I came back around to the idea of Arakaya. It just kind of came to me spiritually, and I was like, Arakaya, I'm going to rock with that.
We like that. Do we like that?
I love it.
I love it. I love
it's
it.
It's got a nice
it's
ring
a,
to it.
It's a good vibe.
It's original. It's your own. I can hear.
It's kind of spiritual.
It is.
It is in a way. I can, Arakaya just kind of sends me off into another dimension where whatever music you're going to be doing, I can't wait to hear some of your stuff later on.
So great question. What sort of music are we talking about?
R&B, soul music,
Ooh,
a bit of rap. And, yeah, more genres to come, really.
Cool.
Working on a bit of pop music as well. And
awesome. And creating everything yourself?
Yes.
Wow. So,
as far as beats, I'm working with a few different people that make beats and produce them. And for now, I'm just kind of, working with the vocals. And, I'm a lyricist, so...
So do you write your own music?
Yes. Oh.
And
she's all over it.
Oh man, you're all over it. You're just do you write or do you type? How does it kind of work
I do a bit of both. I tend to lean more towards like on my phone, but I do love the good old school, you know, writing in a book.
You got some scribbly notes in your bin right now, haven't you? Like, damn,
I can see you. I can literally see your book would be full of just ideas. Oh,
yikes!
And I guess when did you start writing?
Back in 2019, actually, I had a friend, and he was making it locally, and he was opening for like Mercules, a few different rappers, Obi Trice. And
Obi Trice?
Yeah.
No names, okay. No gimmicks.
And, he kind of like inspired me. I was like, wow, like I love music so much. I'm very passionate about it. And it kind of gave me that drive that I needed to, create music. And just from there, it's just been,
Okay, so real chat, you have the best Botox artist in the world. Or you started doing this at 12.
Right.
Like, you're young to be working with these sort of level artists. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's been quite a journey so far for me, and I just can't wait for what the future's going to hold, and
I'm excited to hear some of these tunes.
Can we hear some? Like, have we got a sneak peek?
I know we're going to get to it, but I mean, I want to maybe even hear like a freestyle or something right now.
Ooh, put on the spot.
Throw me in the deep.
Gold coming in with the na-na-na-na-na. It's the one and only G-O-D.
I guess that's the best way. You can be thrown in the deep end, but being thrown in the deep end, you can create something really different and new.
Definitely.
Because you get put on the spot and you're like 100 miles an hour, your brain might be going, but that's where some raw new ideas come.
Yeah, totally.
So that's really cool. I guess where did you first start off with the passion and love for music?
Oh, since I was little. Mum's always playing Chris Brown, K-pop on the weekends, Oh, Mum's the biggest fan for Chris Brown. She's definitely a fan.
Breezy.
And it was just all, R&B, type artists I kind of listened to growing up.
Nice.
And we love our 90s.
Yeah.
K-pop and, all that and... Yeah, that's kind of where it stemmed from as an adolescent child and kind of always had a feel. I did like join the choir and stuff in school. Yes.
That's great.
Had that sister act moment.
Yes. And I did like a talent show in primary school and high school.
How did you go in that?
Yeah, good. It was nerve-wracking, but yeah, I kind of, you know, got away from that fear of stage fright and just, you know, gave it my all. And yeah.
So was CC in Australia?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, right.
I went to Miami State High School. Woo! And Miami State Primary School.
Hi, Miami High.
Miami High. I actually, that was the first place I noticed when coming to the Gold Coast.
Sorry about that.
It was like right there. Hey, I'm Miami High.
You can't miss it.
My mum went there, and my mum is like, God bless Julie. She's 65, so I think she's like one of the inaugural team. So, but, okay, and I'm sorry if this is a really uneducated question. But in my head, like, I've got you at Miami High being the cool chick that's, like, sister acting out of the choir. Where is the space that you can find this 8 mile place to lose yourself in your moment where you're, like, is it Miami Marquetta? Like, is there poetic justice on the Gold Coast? Or is it a space we need to look at to support our young artists?
Mm, 100%.
Honestly, when I met my fiancé 6 years ago, he was, like, heavily into rap.
Right.
And that kind of started for me. And then I was listening to a few different artists. One of my favourite artists at the moment is Joey Badass.
Ooh,
he's my top-tier favourite.
Yeah.
Sounds like a badass.
He's just so genuine. Yes. He's so spiritual. He's just everything
in
one package. And I guess it just kind of stemmed from there. And, you know, I love, like, mainstream Logic and, you know... Token, like, you're just Tech N9ne, a lot of different artists, like, in the rap game.
So kind of authentic lyrics in that rap space.
Yes, and I appreciate...
Awesome.
Just a little bit closer for you.
Who is that? Is that me?
No.
You good? All right, cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know it's great to have a conversation.
But I'm...
We should wrap that mic around.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine.
Do you know, by any chance, Bliss and Esso?
Yes, I have heard.
Have you listened to some of their work?
A little bit? Yeah, I definitely
Pretty
do
cool
know,
stuff.
Like,
oh,
yes.
Love them. I'm actually going to go see them in Perth in a month's time, so looking forward to that.
That's so exciting.
My personal opinion is I haven't really been in touch with, I guess, rap artists around here just because I don't know about it. So having you here, and I can't wait to hear some of your stuff, it'll kind of lure me into the music culture of rap, R&B, and you did mention a bit of pop beforehand, so...
I think we need to play it.
Oh,
because then I'm going to have so many more questions.
We were on the edge of the seat just to go, this is your...
Navigation.
Drop the horns, let's go.
Drop the navigation's my first beat.
We've got the Drew Zone, that's drop the beats.
So should we intro this? What are we about to listen to?
Yes.
You want to give us a little bit of a background on this one?
What's this song called?
So this is Love, and this is just like R&B soul type music.
Awesome.
I actually wrote this song about family and just growing up and just enjoying being young. And,
nice.
That's beautiful. I think we should leave some.
Yeah.
Leave some for the teaser for the people.
Nice girl.
Aww.
I was just looking at that painting and then the kind of...
You went to Greece?
I don't know where I went to, but... I went somewhere.
Is that Greece? Is that
so
it looks like
that was beautiful.
I'd love to hear your opinion on this, G, but for me, super surprised and I love it when a book doesn't look like its cover.
Yeah.
Like, you are just so goddamn cool. You're so street. Like, oh, I was waiting
street.
For like these hardcore, you're gonna graffiti on my, you know, gravestone vibes. And then you just came out with this really stunning high falsetto.
Ooh.
And really nice melody, man. Like, congratulations. That's a great song.
There's an artist called Janae Aiko.
Yeah.
If you've heard of her. So yeah. I'm trying to put, like, healing into my music. That's another project that's coming later.
Okay.
And I want to heal people through my music, and I know that music therapy and things like that exist, and I just want to, yeah, incorporate that more into my music. And
what did you take from that, G?
Wow.
Some of the lyrics that really hit me was capture and the camera and capturing those memories.
Yes,
because that was one that hit me.
Yeah, and that's why it took me off into the world of, you know, that picture of a lot of the travelling I did with my family growing up and sharing those moments. And that's the thing, connecting with people, doesn't matter what level, family will always be there for you, even if you take away a special moment back in your past when you were a child. That falsetto that you mentioned, it started
surprising?
Making me tear. Yeah, and it was surprising. But the word healing, I can see that definitely in you.
And that's like dulcet tones with that Kimbra vibe on top, like, man.
Kind of.
That was just velvet.
It was like soft but eerie in a way.
Screen Time Australia right now and you need a song for your coming up. I got you, girl.
I would be happy to.
Oh, and that's something that now, you know,
and
I'm going to go
look
up. And I
hope you take eerie as a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, like, for me, my perspective of it, like, it reminded me of, like, Ella May. Like, when it came on, I'm like, whoa, is this you? Or is this her? She's one of my favorite. Janae, she's another. I've been with her since day one.
I had a friend actually tell me the other day that I sound similar to Kali Uchis.
Okay.
Was that me? And I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard anyone say that, and I think it's the falsetto.
Did you take that as a compliment?
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, I suppose we're relating you to other artists, and we're a little bit surprised about the space that you're in, because you're just so damn cool. But it's actually not about that. It's that you're your own artist. And I feel a little healed.
I do too.
No doubt.
You've
about
made
it.
Me, it's like a
it's a bit euphoric.
Yeah, it's a little teaser into I want to know more about you.
Yes.
I know about your story and what you give to other people, because everyone's going to interpret it differently.
Yes.
And you give that, what you've created, to the world. And then people take it the way they see it and hear it. And good on you for writing that song. And what kind of place were you at when you wrote that?
Mm. I was in a mindset for a while when, I guess we're always healing, right? And on our journey on this planet. And I just I have a son and he's almost two. And I just reached this area in my life where I'm just...
Wow. You just come and left, right, and center.
There's
Beyonce,
so many layers
son.
Of this onion. She's caramelized.
And I just, I just felt, I was just so appreciative. I was like, family. I'm like, right, I want to write a song about family and not just my blood. Like, just anyone that's ever been sentimental to me or has, like, you know, left an imprint, you know, in my life. And I was like, I want to write a song like that. And I want people to be able to feel that. And, you know, like you said, the essence of when you're young and just that feeling, that moment it captures for you. I wanted to embrace that and for everyone to be able to embrace that when they listen to it.
Beautiful. Yeah, that bonding and that sharing that we do with our own journey.
Yes.
And everyone's on their own journey.
Yeah.
But your journey is special.
Yes.
And I can't
and
wait to...
And worthy of sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can feel it through the music. You can feel it through the music. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about music. It's just so universal, right? Like, wherever you come from, your background... You know, wherever you're listening to it, you can always just connect with that artist.
Have you, like, had a moment in your life where you're, like, driving along and there's maybe things a little bit traumatic or your wheels are a little bit off wild, and you actually have to pull over and either cry or scream a song out loud. It's like that Tom Cruise, I'm free, moment we've all seen. But, like, music can be really cathartic in that way that you don't even know. There's been songs that I've heard a million times on the radio, and then one day it hit different. And I think your music will do that. Like, it can hit different.
It'll hit different.
That's the next name of your album, by the way. It's different.
That's a great... Man, did you just come up with that one? Because that... Yeah.
No. That's it.
So what's this... how many songs have you released so far? What's been the first drop?
Yeah, so I've got two tracks out at the moment, and I have got two that are coming out. I'll give you a little sneak peek what they're called. Ooh. So I've got Every Day You're Mine, and it's basically I wrote it about a loved one and how I felt spiritually, physically and mentally about them. And then I have another track coming out, and it's called Location, and it's vibey. It's more funk. It's more like R&B.
Yeah, a little bit uplifting.
Cool. And it's, just about... like the feeling you get when you're you meet someone for the first time and you kind of feel flirtation, you feel that lust. It's kind of giving those
the magnets,
of those lovely magnets butterflies.
They're definitely coming into the works.
But you said you rap.
Yes.
Is there a piece we can hear with you?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yes, we
can. Can we look at doing that?
Yeah, let's hit the next thing.
Hey, Drew.
Just some light and shade of this amazing artist is doing. Because I'm here to buy the album. I want to go on the roller coaster. I want the rap, the pop, the...
So you're on Spotify, yeah?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music.
Can't wait to hear it and share it with my friends and get it out there.
What's the name again? The name?
Arikaya.
You might have to spell that at some stage.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that.
Some people call me A, some people call me Kaya. It's just, whatever floats.
Kaya. Oh, I like that.
Let alone a side trigger, ignorant and losing pride for a ride picture. All the same late stats for the night picture. Display of the truth, never bite the same track. Can I ask a favor? Disintegrate your behavior. Let me release all your anger in the same chamber. Spread the Vader, post it later. Couldn't tell my pen and my...
Man, I was waiting for that beat. I was like, ready.
The cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger.
I want so much more.
That is it. Gosh, okay.
Hell yeah.
So I see you like... opening the Hilltop Hoods when I hear that. Like, that
yes!
is...
Oh, that would be a dream.
That is... Yeah. Let's put that out there. Boys, are you listening? But then you're so versatile. Mm. So, as an artist, like, when someone's coming to you for, like, a festival lineup, and they say, hey, we've got Hilltop Hoods, and you're like, that's me. And they're like, oh, we've got, that's me also. Like... Do you just put your hand up for everything, or do you start?
Oh, no, you do.
Yeah.
I like yes, the good old yes to everything, and yes, then you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, cool. Because the versatility is large, man. Really cool.
In hearing that, at first I was like, wow, you incorporated that spiritual healing already, and the layers that you put on top of that were beautiful. And then it came, and it built up, and then it started getting. Like, I didn't feel mean, but I felt like, like that kind of feeling.
Yeah,
I've
got something to add about it. So this song for me was a layer because it's like the ego layer. And this is the first song. So this is basically me, just experiencing that through a song, like the ego and the shedding of the layers. So I have got other raps that I'm working like in the process with that will be not like that. And it's just more like me being versatile with my lyrics as well and... I really care about what I put out. So, like, I know... I want every sentence to just have this, universal meaning and just mean something, in the age that we're at now, there is a lot of incredible music, but there is a lot of, types of music that is just... What's the word for it?
Recycled.
Yes.
Yes. Recycled into something... that has already been done. I was actually talking to a friend the other day about, you know, Tracy Chapman and how they created this song, and everyone thinks, oh, that was, I can't remember, Fast Car.
The lovely and, young male country artist remake.
Yeah, and look, it's nice to listen to, but that's not where it came from.
Yes.
And your music, it comes from somewhere. It comes from you. It comes from a story, an experience, and your own journey. And that's what makes you you, and it makes it original. You're not looking at, you know, you obviously got influences of other artists. So I guess what's your feel when you're writing your music and you're bringing it out there? Where do you sit yourself?
That's
in your
deep.
In your theme.
Yeah. That is a deep
in
question.
Your, in your themes.
Mm. That's
sorry
a really good question. No, that's really good. I guess it just depends. Like, I guess it, in the moment when I'm writing music, the emotion that comes along with it, I guess that's a big influence. But it's more to do with, like, my experiences, which is, you know, most majority of people like that too. But I guess that's how I reshape what I'm going to deliver, and like
that's awesome.
Yeah, and how I deliver that.
Yeah.
Especially with other people listening to it, I guess as the world will just take your art and do what they please with it, or can relate to it in a certain way, and
yeah, not giving a damn about what. I swear, but yeah, about what other people think about you, because that's you, and you don't need to change. Who you are for anyone else, because you're sharing your point of view.
Yes. And I've always wanted to make my music non-explicit. I mean, I don't mind collaborating with people that do use that type of content, but I just want to make it, you know, clean and just for all viewers. That was my original plan when I was creating music. I just wanted to make it for everyone, for all ears, and keep it clean and
relatable.
Yeah.
So G's good at asking the deep stuff.
Yeah,
I swim in the like commercial.
There I go.
I'm breaststroke at the top of the swimming pool. So I want to talk about women in rap.
Yeah.
And so like the first album I ever bought was Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I'm just
okay.
Ooh, what is that? Ooh. And you know, then we had commercialized female rap stars, and not that I'm taking anything away from your Nicki Minaj or your Azalea Banks, like. Amazing.
Yes.
But it is a minority. Like, am I wrong in saying there's not too many female sensational
absolutely. There's not
superstars many. In the rap scene.
Yeah.
But that
it's
doesn't...
a male dominated.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure, there's a few of us wearing Tupac shirts right now. But like that doesn't concern you. You just show up and represent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool,
I just
man.
Love it so much. Yeah, I just love rap so much. I guess it's like because it's poetic and I love poetry. So
poetry.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just feel like it's...
It's rhythmic
flowing.
Poetry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, rhythmic. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So when you're writing, do you kind of start off with, in your head, the lyrics and the poetry side and then bring the beat on later on? How does it work for you?
It changes. Sometimes like, I just like get the flow first, which is very odd to me. I just figure out the flow already and then I'll add the lyrics later, or I'll do it vice versa. And it depends on the frequency of the music, which is very strange to me. But if I'm in that zone and it's like a beat that is getting me going and stuff, then I'll just instantly go straight into the lyrics.
Does that last piece you were rapping to, to me, sound like a heartbeat? Like I had that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was quick.
Is that something that's after you find the lyric?
Yes. For that particular song,
I did find those, it started off with layers and levels, but it did have, you know, similar to what we're listening to now, rhythm and a beat. And then whatever came through next was still the beat, but then you added all those crazy rapping riffs that, God, I can't even fathom how you did that, and starting off with your falsetto voice. You've got a lot of diversity and talent that people need to hear, definitely.
Now, you've had a lot of music gold, so what do you want to say about this?
Well, you know, I have heard a lot of music. I wouldn't call myself a professional, but I'm always interested in the producing side, right? Because that's my background.
Right.
So, producing wise, are you working with anyone? Are you with any studios? What do you got?
Yeah, so I'm working for a studio in Warringarry, and it's Sunnyside, and also the man, the myth over here, Andrew.
Young Drew.
We're working on some tracks at the moment.
Okay.
And yeah, and then I just got another two of my friends from the US that they're beat makers.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're collaborating.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so mainly, yeah, Sunnyside Sound is where I've been going to record.
Sunnyside Sounds.
Yeah.
And that's in Warringarry, okay.
Yeah.
Sunnyside for life.
Give a shout out to the
down.
Give a shout out to the Sunnyside.
I think that's Morningside, but anyway, same Morning thing. Side.
Wow. You just remixed yourself.
funny question. How did you and Drew meet?
Yeah.
Oh. It's kind of a funny story, actually.
And for those that are listening that can't see Drew right now, he's like, oh, my God.
Drew is the one that's behind all this, so
he's
thank you, Drew.
It all work. We love Drew.
Boy to explain.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And Drew is currently dressed like Loathing Las Vegas, and he's chasing off the bats.
Just call me a hipster.
We won't.
Please.
We love you. We love Drew.
So me and Ebs are in a similar Discord server called, what is it called? Logic Discord, something like that.
Maybe.
So, this server basically can, it's like a big music community. Heaps of music producers in it. And then the famous rapper Logic, he's also in there.
Cool.
Now, I was just sitting there in the studio making music. There was like probably about 8 others in there. And then Ebs joins up. And then we started talking, going back and forth. I was showing her my music. She was showing me some of her stuff.
What?
And then I was like, where are you from? She goes, oh, I'm over here in Australia. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I'm in Australia as well. And she goes...
So this is an international forum?
Yeah, this is an international forum.
Wow. So it's all online?
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
All online. And then I was like, oh, well, what part of Australia? And she goes, oh, I'm in the Gold Coast. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. I'm in the Gold Coast too.
And I was like, no way.
And then she goes, oh, yeah, no, I'm over here in Warringarry.
Oh.
Fashion capital of Australia.
And... yeah, no, because I'm in there. I'm over there as well.
Wow, that's crazy.
She's like down the road.
Literally, it was
like
meant to be.
2 minute walk.
Yeah, not even that. Yeah.
That's crazy. And so, what? How many of these tracks have you been involved in? All of them?
Not those two that we showed that she showed, but all this background music, that's mine.
Cool.
And then I've got a couple of ones on there that I can play whenever.
Love that.
I would love to
Can
hear
we
it.
Get some, yeah, let's do a bit of that.
All right.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
Do you still have those lyrics on your phone from before?
Oh, can we get something live
Yeah,
right
I was
now?
About to say live.
Let's do.
Is it on your phone?
No, not those ones. The singing lyrics.
Beautiful. Now, is this, is this rap or is this a bit of both?
No, this is EDM.
Wow.
What's EDM?
The song I showed you before.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear.
You were actually asking, what is EDM?
So electronic drum music.
The beats that you were showing me beforehand?
Yeah.
And then over the top.
She's singing.
Oh.
You know what I love? It's always good to ask questions. I always find no humility in not knowing something.
Yeah.
I want to learn.
Yeah. I'm just like, what's that
No, that's
mean?
Cool, man. That's really cool.
Code for something.
You good? All right.
Hang on.
Yep.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're still
Stop
recording.
Stop it all.
Oh.
Yeah. We're about to experience something live.
In the house.
All right, it's going to play in 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
freestyling, by the way. Oh, we are so in the works of...
No, I love it, man. So. It's really good. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Wow. Ow. I was ready for the rave.
Wow, drop the beat.
We decided to work on this today, so...
Well, that's the best things. Yeah,
and it's thank you for sharing that with us.
It's a work in progress, but wow, that little taste, I can't wait to hear the finishing product.
Hot next fire. Time.
How do we feel about a take five?
Hot fire.
Oh, you love it.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my God. My socks, they just got knocked off of them. That was crazy, yo.
You did used to have
your
socks.
Your gold socks.
I had socks on, and they're gone.
Where are they?
They exploded
knocked
off my feet.
Off.
My God, yo.
Freestyling.
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
I didn't even know that. Freestyling.
That is absolutely amazing.
And you wrote those lyrics down today?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
as I said beforehand, like...
To the top, man.
Just I'm, that epiphany moment.
To the Q1, baby.
Gosh, all the way to the
Q1.
To the Q1. Shout outs to the Q1, by the way, right? I'm sure they got struck by lightning last night with that rainstorm that we had. Right?
But, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, oh, it was intense cold. Last night. It was intense. I was curled up at my bed. I was crying. I was like, oh, my God, no.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I'm not afraid of the dark because I'm dark, but... Yeah,
don't pull those ones out on me, please.
You can't be afraid of myself, right? Come on, now.
Don't pull those ones out.
I'm not afraid of the dark. For those who don't know me, I'm a dark-skinned person, but... We don't have the cameras on.
Wow.
But, wow, that's dope. I'm excited for your future.
And
I can see, lots of potential. Lots of potential. And I'm honored, I'm humbled that you're here on the pod with us tonight, today.
Thank you for sharing.
I appreciate you guys having me on here, honestly.
Yeah. We're going to definitely bring you back after you've done some more work.
If you if you want to come back, please.
Oh, for sure.
Well, we're going to invite her back because I want to hear some of the new music that you've created. And I guess your next step into, where you're going next. Because obviously there's going to be more ideas. You've got a few songs coming out. And we'll definitely play those ones once they're up and running.
Yes.
I guess now, you know, you did mention that you have two friends over in America.
Yes.
How did you meet them?
Through the same Discord.
Same. Yeah. Wow.
I've like met some of the most incredible people like I've ever met through this virtual Zoom type. Yeah. Discord. It's incredible.
So can you physically see them? I see now.
So we can all see each other and we make beats on the spot together and we collaborate. There's a young fella called Cam at the moment that I've collaborated with. So we've got music coming out. He's my first collab.
Cam.
He's so young and he can freestyle like crazy.
Cam the man.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's
okay.
Actually a basketball athlete. Like he's
wow.
Young, he's really? Just got so much ahead of him.
I sound like my cousin, man. Oh. I've got a cousin named Cam. I hope that's not him. I'm telling you.
You never know. Wow.
If he's
well,
rapping.
Well, man.
Okay,
does he rap? Does he look like he'd rap?
My cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
He's black. So we look like rappers.
So what? I'm not a rapper then?
No, but you're like a Taylor Swift type. It's a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit different.
Right.
No, that's pretty cool. So how did you get on this platform? Like, is it just like open to all music artists?
Yeah, it's open to the public. And I kind of seen it for a while because I follow Logic on Instagram. And then like I seen he had a Discord and I wasn't very interested at the beginning. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to jump on here and just see what's vibing.
Right.
And I went on there and I was like, man, there's three studios in there that you can work on music together. Mm. It's like this university for like music producers and vocalists and, you know, and that's how we kind of all came together.
Wow.
And maybe I should get on there.
Yes, definitely.
Just to, with the type of music. Okay, download on my HP computer. Sorry, I'm not up with the Mac.
Right.
I get DACA. But is there more than, so the music you're obviously towards is the hip hop, the R&B and pop. Yeah. Is there other kind of diversities? Is there things like jazz, funk, that kind of thing? Because you can incorporate that kind of work.
Well, I actually started out in alternative music, so it's like my forte.
Okay.
And then I just kind of haven't worked on anything alternative yet, but it's definitely something like growing up that I love to sing and...
It's speak
crazy.
More on that? Like, what kind of music are you talking?
There's like a band called Young Glass, but there's a Canadian band that I listen to, and they had a track come out called Young Glass, and right. it kind of sparked it for me as like a 15-year-old,
yep.
like experiencing music and stuff. And I love Matt Corby.
Oh, Matt Corby.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something though. I would be into him, but he's just so horrible to look at. But I'm trying to get over it.
And sometimes you just gotta,
a paper bag might help.
A paper bag? Yeah, just wrap for me and please just take me away.
You know, and that's an interesting thing that you've just brought up. So I was having a conversation with a friend of mine that I had something to do with a television show that came out in the very late 90s, early 2000s, which was called Pop Stars, which engineered Australian reality TV for music bands. And out of that band became Bardot, which had an artist in there called Sophie Monk. And Soph's a 12 out of 10 absolute Aussie legend. But we hadn't seen in Australian television that to be a music artist that you would use television to do so.
Yes.
And then in very early 2000s, we had Australian Idol. And we found our Guy Sebastians and our Casey Donovans and our Ricky Lee Coulter. Like, that's where that foundation happened. But before that, it was like you just apparently record your music and send it on a cassette to Sony and cross your fingers and hope someone listens.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, there wasn't really much between being an artist and being signed in the television scene. And then came this thing that we thought was this, and it was an absolute ratings juggernaut. Reality TV for Australian Idol and The Voice that we know now.
Yeah.
But it founded artists, but it didn't really find too many successful, authentic Australian artists.
That's the word.
And I would like to say that Matt Corby is the 1% that Australia just went, damn, he's too cool to be on this show, but we're going to support him anyway. And then he went into the festival scene, was very successful. But I think for a lot of artists that, like this velvet woman sitting right next to me right now, probably a reality TV where three people might turn their chairs wouldn't be the space for you.
No, I don't feel so.
So you've got so much more hard work to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the image, I think that's what you're getting at, right? Just the image, right? The what is it? The industry image, right?
Yes.
Well, just the expectation as well.
Like
it's a huge expectation.
It's not only a sound, but there's a look, right? And
just because you don't fit on Channel 7 doesn't mean you're not a great artist.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I think there's a lot of that in the industry. I believe that those barriers are slowly being broken down. And I think that in the future, in 10, 15 years' time, we're going to see, I think, those barriers completely gone.
I hope so.
But, you know, you can go back in history, right? Like, take it all the way back to the beginning. Like, you know, take it back to Michael Jackson's, right?
Crazy.
Take it back to the Elvises, or, you know, the James Browns, right? They had their struggles as well in regards of just image, color, right?
Well, Michael Jackson grew up on TV with his family, so he's in a bit of an exception.
But
he's like
the
Brady Bunch of black people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to get
that
at.
Turned white.
He started as black.
So that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
You can't be my baby. It don't matter if you're black or white.
Oh, my goodness. I love that song. I just got that. Wow.
That's the whole point there. He started out black, you know, and he ended up an old white lady.
Black or white.
Crazy. When you think about it, you know?
Tune with a capital CH.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm just saying, like, the vessel is there.
Yeah.
But and not that I have anything to do with radio, nor do I know anything behind the scenes about radio.
Of course.
But if I did,
yeah,
I would say I recently found out that a reason that the show, like, The Voice Australia, exists is simply because Jessica Malboy and Jason Derulo had a song coming out at the end of this season. Rita Ora had a new album coming out. This is what they do.
Hey.
It's sponsored time. They don't get $100,000 for 6 weeks of their life to be the person who goes, oh, my God, you're from Canberra. Sound amazing.
Right.
P.S. None of them sound like that.
No.
That's just the worst voice I could do. That was Keith Urban.
Love a bit of Keith Urban.
they do it because they know they've got an Australian album coming out and it puts them back in the market.
Hey, at the
so
end of the
day. So it's now become about the judges releasing an album, not the artist.
It's show business,
How
baby.
Far away have we got from actually catching a whale that could be a talent like a Matt Corby, and how this beautiful person and talented woman next to me could go on that show and they'd go, not for us, thanks.
Yeah.
And that could be totally damaging for an artist.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
And that's just not the space.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I find those places, what do you think about those kind of, when you go on a talent show, the
Australian
X Factor,
Idol,
the Voice? Because you see so much talent on there, you do. And for the judges to sit there and have four opinions or three opinions, whatever amount, to say, look, it's not for you, like, that's not where your moment is to shine. Your moment to shine is all the hard work that you've done before someone recognises and sees that talent that can help you. And it's about, you know, putting yourself out there and doing that hard work rather than a one-hit wonder. Because honestly, I haven't seen from The Voice or Australian Idol any decent artists come out of it except back, you know, as we mentioned beforehand, like Guy Sebastian.
Yeah.
Matt Corby. Ricky Lee Coulter.
And Jessica Malboy, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things
yes,
like that. But nowadays it's like, it feels like it's all about the judges and their image.
What about The Voice? When was the last time you heard a good artist come up from The Voice?
Can we just turn the beats down a little bit, babe? Because I can hardly hear you, boss.
That's my bad. I wasn't close enough.
I just want to hear you.
Good question. I don't really watch too much of those kind of shows because it's...
And why is that?
It's just...
Because
there's just so many... Well, yeah,
thank
well,
you.
My... Look, I hear someone like, wow, that, you know, cool, but then I don't see them again. But it's so... There's just so many people coming through.
So I feel like
it's like Macca's.
Yeah, it's like Macca's. Nobody likes to go to Macca's.
But it's bigger and better.
It's going.
That's because it's normal TV. That's just normal media TV.
I don't like normal media.
Like The Block?
Yeah, like that type of shit. So it's like that normal, you'd watch it, you know, you'd work a full week, then you'd get home every single night and you'd sit on your ass for like 4 hours just watching telly, stay up way too late and hate your life. And that's what a lot of people do in our society. So when it comes to like those media shows, you can kind of understand why not many artists that go on those shows that actually do make it out will become famous. Because if you think about it, if you've just worked like a 70-hour week, are you going to go and search up this person that you see on, you know, a television show like The Voice or like the ones you were saying before? It just doesn't make sense. The standard normal person wouldn't do that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I have to say about it.
Well, I actually had a friend go on there not long ago and, well, someone from Canberra, and I haven't heard anything since. And that's the thing with those shows. There's just too many that come through. It's like, come on, let's get them round.
Yeah.
And then it's down to that one person. And look, they might be good for that one-hit wonder, but do they have that drive and hard work behind them that will keep them going forward?
Exactly.
Someone like... Akeisha? No, Akaya?
Oh, yeah, Arakaya.
I apologize.
Arakaya. Let's say it together. Arakaya. I felt spiritual.
Arakaya.
I felt like my aura turned purple.
We should record a whole podcast when you two are doing that voice.
The producer has spoken.
He has.
But Arakaya, your hard work that's gone into it, you know, you were saying, you know, starting off at 15... and it's about finding those opportunities, meeting those new people, and you've broadened your horizons all the way out to America. And that's why that platform that you've got is really good to collab, meet new people and start something new.
I guess a lot of people ask me this question. They ask me, well, why don't you participate in Aussie hip hop?
Yeah.
And a lot of people ask me this and
I want to know
this response. I'm like, well, I've grown up around US rap. That's my favorite rap. I love Brooklyn, New York type rap. That's my absolute forte.
Right.
And I just appreciate the culture so much and Hell's Kitchen and places like that. Oh, just it's just absolute fire what they bring out. their community, oh, it's just beautiful. And I just appreciate it so much. So I just don't really find the Aussie accent very, you know, crispy as far as, you know, a lot of people do rap. And
yeah.
Hilltop Hoods is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I just personally like US rap better. So yeah. I like to vibe with that better.
Exactly. And there's a personal side to it.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I that's awesome to hear that you have that appreciation. It is interesting, though, because I obviously am from the U.S. I'm from the West Coast, so you drop some East
Coast. Where in the West Coast?
You just drop some East Coast bombs, and I'm not going to take too much offense to that. The West Side. Right? Snoop and Dre.
I'm not taking offense. I'm just noting it.
Yeah, I'm just noting it down.
Get
right?
out of my paper.
I'm going to put my pistol away, though. I'm not going to pull the pistol out. No.
Straight out of Camp Dora.
But no, it is interesting. I always thought in my mind, coming here, and I've been here since 2015, but just where is the Australian hip hop culture? Because it exists, right? Mm-hmm. There is talented artists from the country, but I think there has to be those pioneers, similar to how it was in the U.S. with the Rakims and all your Jam Master Jays and your Dr. Dre's. They started that, and they started that based off of their circumstances, their situations. And so that same start that they did there can happen here. If the right people got together.
Yeah.
And
talk about a collab?
In a sense, at the end of the day, yeah.
Like an industry collab.
Industry collab.
Surges a new culture.
Exactly.
A new world order,
We're definitely taking it next level.
Take the white girl out of Broad Beach.
There we go.
See that? Straight out of Broad Beach.
That even sounds good.
Hit to the surface.
Yeah.
I just love making our producer cringe. I've done it more than anyone else.
He's cringing. He is definitely cringed. But no, that's awesome, man. That's just that's definitely just good to see the talent, the passion, the inspiration. Talk to us about something else. We got into the music and your background, sports, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows a little sport. G, you have your background in some footy.
Yeah.
What sort of footy?
Union.
Ooh,
awesome.
We're still
so
calling that footy.
Well, actually.
Ooh, see, there goes the rivals. Here
footy,
we go. Here we go.
Soccer.
Here we go.
Well, actually, I want to relate back to yourself about footy. I come from a union background. I always enjoyed watching league, but you have a cousin that plays league, but unfortunately had to retire.
Are we talking about like a famous?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Athlete.
So he, Ponga, is it?
Yeah, Kalen Ponga.
Oh,
he's with the Newcastle Knights.
Sure.
He's my cousin. And
but now he played for St. George for a bit?
I'll have to
look up the family tree.
Yeah.
But I know,
but
yeah.
He is playing for the Newcastle Knights, but he's had that many contact.
Concussions.
Yeah, concussions and stuff.
Oh, no.
Head injuries.
Got to look after that head.
To an end shortly, but I'm sure that some other opportunities will arise, whether he's still working in the industry.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I'm not sure what he's got planned.
Well, a lot of them go into either being a spokesperson, a coach even. I know a lot of my friends that didn't continue rugby went into being on the panel and promoting women's rugby. Because I know the league, I know a few girls from the league that have really done well. The reason I didn't continue is because I had the passion of going into my music and, well, actually mainly acting and performing. And you said you support, who do you support?
Canberra Raiders!
That's great to hear.
Why are you so happy about that?
Well, I don't see anyone from Canberra around here. They all go for, you know, I love Queensland.
Yeah.
We all go for Queensland, right?
You realise where we are, right? This is not Canberra.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm in ACT, which is surrounded by New South Wales.
I think I'm going to blow your mind right now, too.
Please do.
So my sister, who I only just met 4 years ago.
Whoa.
Through Ancestry.com.
No.
Her name is Katrina Fanning. She's been Australian of the Year 3 times.
What?
She is the founder. Yeah, Google her. Katrina with a K.
I'm getting it up. Because
Fanning with a double N-I-N-G.
Let's go.
I said that like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I know. I seen it. I seen the finger roll too.
She's
like, what's
the founder of the WNRL. She's the founder of the Indigenous League with Laurie Daly.
Laurie Daly! I said, does anyone know Laurie Daly? But you weren't here.
Well, yeah. No.
Of course, yes!
And I only just met her through, like, Ancestry.com 4 years ago.
No way.
Have the same father who's passed.
Wow.
And she's been an absolute ambassador for Women's League, NRL.
Yo,
I'm really proud to, like...
To have
it's,
that.
It's kind of strange. Like, I'm 40 years old. I just turned 40.
Happy birthday,
she's
babe.
Close, thank you. She's closer to 50. We've never met. We're at the stage now where we send, like, happy birthday, sister, on Facebook. But, like...
Have you met? No, you haven't met.
Like, I thought I was cool. I mean, the show at Dracula's for 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been on radio. I sing at the local pub. She's like, oh, I'm Australian of the Year.
And you're like, shut down. Wait.
Twice.
We're related.
Twice.
Twice. Gosh. Australian of the Year. That's,
It's a big call.
This is huge.
That's like out of all the Australians.
Did she go down to Canberra to do that?
Yeah, together.
She lives in Canberra.
Yes.
Wow.
Who else became Australian of the Year? I'm not sure yet.
Wow.
I don't know the others because I'm not related to them.
No. Well, look, can we give a shout out to Ancestry.com quickly?
Yes.
Damn.
Sponsor our next
maybe
show.
I should go on Ancestry.com.
Show me where my cousins are.
She does
brothers.
Look familiar. I'm looking right now and she's holding a little
Australian
trophy. And
I found out that I'm Wiradjuri mob.
Okay.
I can see that in you.
Thank you. I couldn't, but...
No, in a good way.
And you got that from Ancestry, too.
I just lived a really privileged Australian life, and I say that with no silver spoon in my mouth.
Yeah.
But to find out that I've always had this love for Indigenous culture and women in sport, it just all sort of clicked when I found my family.
Mm.
There it is.
And, like, this is something that if I was... as artistic as you, like a great opportunity to write a story. And even in your lyrics, I can see these are just things that were circumstantial to you and like were real life. It's not like, oh, today I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a song about a flower.
Right.
You're like, this is happening in my life.
This is real.
It's relevant.
Yeah. Past, present and future.
And like coming back to football and your family and like there's a little bit of a bespoke piece of all of that entwined, which is really cool, man. Really cool.
That's awesome. And hearing other people's stories and taking that on board and going, how could I portray what that person went through? What effect did that person give on to me?
Well, but like listening to a lyric and me, it's a little firecracker going, oh, that reminds me of this happened in my life.
Yeah.
It's like fragments of butterfly effect you can't even know. But it starts with real chat.
Yeah. And this is the real chat right here.
This is it.
The real chat. That's a great name.
The real chat. And what was the other one that you came up with? The other album?
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
Do you remember? New Beginnings? No.
Was it New Beginnings? Something like that.
You're like, that's a new album drop. Don't worry.
God.
Yeah.
I know.
Luckily,
I'm sorry.
Luckily we're recording this.
We'll backtrack it.
Yeah, we'll go back.
We'll go backtrack. Maybe it was backtracks.
Yeah, no, it wasn't backtracks.
I know. Throwing it out.
But, you know, I will say, though, I think what you just said, right, the firecracker going off, I think that's a part of your goal, right, which is the healing, right? At the end of the day, those type of firecrackers, whatever you want to call them, those sparks, that influence, that's healing.
Start new conversations.
Yeah, it starts a lot. I mean, even just for a person like me, like part of my daily routine is exercise, and what gets me in the mood when I don't want to do it is music, right?
Yes.
You put those headphones in, and it's like, I'm a new person.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wow.
You know, next thing I know, I'm running like 3Ks and half dead, and I'm like, oh, this was... a bad idea.
But you went into another like realm with that music, and sometimes when you listen to a song, you're like, gosh, I've just done this, and this in the space of an hour.
Right.
Just to do with listening to music and getting into that zen, that vibe. So I guess when you're, you know, writing your music, what's a motivation that you get yourself to come up with an idea or go, I'm going to write a new song?
Yeah, like, are you working on anything? Like, I know you said you and Young Drew are kind of getting some stuff together, but when you, I guess what George is asking, part of that is just, what's the new motivation, right? Like in terms of...
I think it's like from the Discord, like seeing all my friends like working on, we're all like getting excited together. It's like, hang on, we got a beat, let's do this, let's do this. And we're, that kind of gets me going.
Yeah.
And without the Discord, I guess like just music in general, I'm just listening to like what's new at the moment, what my favorite artists are putting out. And I'm kind of like, damn, that's like, you know, the ticket for me to be like, all right, well, let's jump on the G train and let's get it moving.
That
like,
golden ticket.
Yeah,
Willy Wonka.
If I stop, then I just start to like string out my projects. I'm like, nah, I just got to get the momentum and the consistency happening yeah, just kind of keep the fire.
So what's the longest time you've kind of sat down and just busted out writing without taking a break?
Ooh, great question.
Done a 4-hour session.
Ooh.
But it was just like a few songs that was just one after the other.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just one idea.
Like just all different.
The momentum.
Yeah.
Writing a good song is like better than sex.
What? So if you're doing that for 4 hours,
man,
you are a linguistic hero.
That is a long orgasm.
Linguini.
That is a long.
Get your linguini.
A very long orgasm for 4 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
That is
no
serious.
Man, I don't think can do that, but your brain to write.
And the beats keep coming and coming, coming and coming, coming and coming.
Yikes. In this context, then no disrespect, the bust around, you'll break your neck. Oh, gosh. I was about to say, sitting down.
That was two white girls rapping something that did not need
I
to
know,
happen.
Right?
Oh, we're white?
We'd like to formally apologize.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, as
you're
we said
white?
Beforehand. Yeah, we're white.
Culture,
they don't know that.
We could be black.
Yes.
I have one last question for you. And look, I'm not saying we're wrapping up, but I do have one last question. What do you think your goals are for your next steps? Like, all gloves are off. Let's just talk about Euphoria. If you could have it your way, what would you like to see for you as an artist next?
I want a tour, man.
Yeah, cool.
Ooh. And like, yeah, I want to go global.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Love
yeah,
that response.
I just, it's just something that's, yeah. I just want to feel the atmosphere of like being around people that like my music. And
yeah.
It's like, and then I just get this euphoric feeling. I just want to experience that.
Yeah.
And I've seen so many artists on TikTok when you see them experience that first moment. And
yeah.
It's just so freaking, you know.
It's new.
So, yeah.
It's a new realm that you go, is this what it's like to feel... Yeah. You know, yeah. I guess some of the tours that are happening, upcoming around the Gold Coast and other places all around Australia. What's one festival that you'd like to be a part of?
Mm, great question.
Mm.
Are you listening, promoters?
What's that one in the States? That massive one.
The one in the desert?
Burning Man, Coachella.
I was about to think, yeah.
Coachella, and there's one in Byron Bay. Splendor in the Grass.
Oh!
That'd be cool.
I think Splendor is your next point of call.
Yeah.
Splendor.
So I went down to this little pub at Byron Bay Hotel, and as I got out, there was a larger, gorgeous woman, and she was playing the keyboard. And I was like, this girl is cool.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh. And I took a video of her because I just thought she was a busker in the street of Byron Bay.
Oh,
and the next year she was a headline at Splendor in the Grass.
Oh.
We talk about Tones and Me.
Dance Monkey.
And
her fame grew so quick.
But it starts with real.
Yeah.
And I think that if, like, that's a really good organic step for you. Talking to the Australian audience, getting into Splendor, Byron, Coachella's next. Look at Tones Night Now. Like, fuck.
Why don't we get the host of Splendor on the show?
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Are you going to walk out of the room and walk back in?
No. I'm just saying. But, like, you know, if we want that sort of thing to happen, we can...
We can make it.
It's a simple call.
It is.
You know what I mean?
And we've got...
Simple email.
Make the call. We're recording.
No, but so me and my music partner Gareth, we're working on an album at the moment called The Chamber of Vibes.
Oh,
so
that sounds cool.
That song that I played before, that's going to be in it. And then I also want to get you.
Oh, really?
In that album.
I won't be rapping.
No,
I'll
you'll
be
just
doing
be just singing.
Okay,
just singing.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
Oh,
so,
I was
going
to say, I would love to. Yeah.
Chamber of Vibes.
Chamber of Secrets.
And then we're also.
Oosh.
We also do this thing where we've been making this album for like the last year now, and it's going to be called Dishwasher Dubstep.
Oh, Man, what happens in a dishwasher? I don't know. I know things get clean in there, but what actually happens?
They start dirty.
I'm kind of mad at myself because I don't have anything to play. If I had something to play, I'm going to get by next week. I'm going to have some of these samples going, and then hopefully me and Ebs have finished that song.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then next round, in a few weeks' time, we'll bring you back on.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd love to hear
it. And I obviously have no talent, so I'll do nothing. So,
girl, I've heard your pipes, and they are clean. As you said before, you come in dirty, and you come out squeaky clean.
So we have been going for over an hour, by the way.
Fantastic. Well, we were going to take a break beforehand, but we just powered on through.
Yeah.
That was fun, guys.
Yeah. I really enjoyed getting to know you.
Let's get Jesse to wrap it up.
Come on, Gold.
Wrap it up. Are we going to finish off with a wrap?
No, we are not.
Okay.
Do that.
But we're wrapping it up. I see. Sorry. My brain just went.
I'm not going to finish it up. We may want to finish it up with one last track, though.
Oh, I'm down for that.
What's a track that you would like to play?
Just to close us out. But you want to play one of yours? Okay, well, let's... We could play a couple. We don't have to limit ourselves.
We're not in a rush.
Right? We're not in a rush. What time is it? Is anyone's bedtime yet? No?
Sorry, almost? Who's 16 here?
Some people have curfews.
They're my parents.
Yeah. Some people, you know, turn into pumpkins after some time.
Just need fairy godmother come out and just do a little tinkle.
A little tinkle. What are we listening to? What do we got? You want to intro this? You want to intro this or no? Okay. Well, this is Calling It A Day.
It's called Bazinga.
Oh, okay. That's the name of the song, Bazinga. Yeah, okay.
Turn it up a little. It's time for bed. Sounds nice.
I'm Scott Gold. We got Young Drew. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be with you all tonight. Let's keep this rolling.
Every week.
Let's vibe.
Thank you for having us.